Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, November 18th, 2011. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to tell you about the usual crap, toys and video games and all kinds of stuff. I should probably start off by letting you know we're having a number of Black Friday sale type things, and we're calling them all various stages of Black Friday sales, and you can see them all at sale.entertainmentearth.com because we're marking a bunch of stuff down. But between you and me and the wall, next Wednesday, that's when the really crazy stuff's going to happen. And it's going to be in between podcasts, so just keep an eye on that. And yeah, I know what it's going to be, but I can't tell you yet. But there's really good stuff. So let's get started with movies. Last weekend at the box office, Immortals was number one with $32.2 million. Jack and Jill, number two, $25 million. Puss in Boots, number three, $24.7 million. Got some good staying power there. Tower Heist, number four, $12.8 million. And J. Edgar with $11.2 million. This week, number one movie is going to be Twilight Saga, Whatever Eclipse Part 1, followed by, what else we have coming out this week? Happy Feet 2, The Descendants, Tomboy, Tyrannosaur, and other dinosaur-less Oscar bait films. If you're going to call your movie Tyrannosaur, I expect at least one terrible lizard. Next Wednesday will be The Muppets, which I'm hoping is fantastic. Early reviews, which there are very few, are positive, and Frank Oz came out against it. And, you know, The Great Muppet Caper is one of the finest movies out of the 1980s, so I'm hoping it ends up very good. But we shall see. Star Trek 2 has been confirmed to start shooting in January, which means it won't be out in 2012. Right now I'm hearing 2013 holiday, which seems like a really long time, and might actually mean summer 2014, which is kind of a long delay for a sequel. Ricky Gervais has been tapped to host the Golden Globes again. I'm surprised, too. NBC has ordered what I believe I heard was a pilot, an hour-long pilot of a remake of The Munsters, which means 5 years from now Thursday will be unwatchable once again. Speaking of, Community is going on hiatus in January, and Whitney will be swapping places with Up All Night. 30 Rock will be taking Community's place in January, so it's going to be a weird month for us all. Ice Cube has been talking up a fourth Friday movie. Tim Burton will be directing Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, which many of the headlines joked sounds like something he's already done. Glenn Beck is developing a new animated show with ex-Simpsons animators. Sacha Baron Cohen has been added to the cast of Quentin Tarantino's next movie, Django Unchained. Universal is announcing a Woody Woodpecker movie. Yeah.
On sale at Entertainment Earth.
Three sales. Sale the first. Free shipping offer. $99 worth of in-stock products will get you free domestic shipping. So check that out. We also have a model kit sale. Buy one model kit that's in stock. Get a second in-stock model kit of equal or lesser value at 40% off, which is a pretty popular deal. And we also have the third offer as a pre-Black Friday offer at sale.entertainmentearth.com. We've got over 30 items. We slash the prices and you can buy them. That is our offer to you. We have three exciting offers. Check them out, won't you, at entertainmentearth.com today. And now, toy news. In the toy news, we have word that Thundercats will be returning from Bandai in 2012 with several new items, most of which are in a 6-inch scale. Two big items include the Armor of Omens, which is basically a giant cat robot thing, and the Mumra Storm Charger vehicle, which is a mummy-inspired dragster thing. Four new 6-inch vehicles figures have been revealed. Tiger and Chitara are both from the new show, and a new classic Lino with a screaming head and Mumra are both being made in the 6-inch scale as well, and they look pretty good. Not feeling the screaming Lino, but I do like the Mumra a lot. It's very nice. GIJoeClub.com has announced CoverGirl and Surefire is part of their subscription program. They're going to be doing a figure, not of the month, but they're going to be doing a figure mail program. I'm being told Sky Shadow and Junkheap Transformers Generation toys, those are the classics ones, are showing up in the USA, in particular in Arizona, and I ain't seen them yet, so pre-order online today, or happy hunting, or whatever it is you do. DC Universe, there are new figures up for pre-order with pictures. They are Larflees, an orange lantern alien, Superboy Prime, a new Batman Beyond, and Flashpoint Plastic Man. All good picks. I was actually worried they might not be picking this fun characters. But Adventure Time, we now have Adventure Time. 20-inch Slammacows, Jake and Finn. If you know the show, it's worth seeing. Take a look at the figures. Mezco also announced a new Thundercats figure this week, a giant classic Mumm-Ra for about $35. Very exciting. It goes well with the Lion-O currently available, which I believe I reviewed in this podcast a few months ago, and I like a lot. Granted, I'm easy to please, but it's a big Lion-O. It's nice. I want a big Skeletor now. General Giant announced several new items this week, including Star Wars General Veer's mini bust, Star Wars Walrus Man, or Ponda Baba Giant Kenner figure, Star Wars Episode 1 Anakin and Sebulba bust 2-pack, Deadpool pencil cup desk accessory, Deadpool mini bust, Iron Man classic mini bust, that's the silver version of his original armor, Thor modern mini bust, and a Harry Potter Deathly Hallows mini bust. So that's a lot of stuff from General Giant. They haven't announced much new in months, so check those out, won't you? Also new from Underground Toys this week, a Doctor Who Bump and Go Cybermat, which is a worm thing that looks a lot like the Zoids or Robostrux, Creep, or what was the final name? Moruga, I think. Malga. It depends on the translation you read. But there's a little caterpillar guy, and this looks a lot like that. So it's pretty neat, and you can see a picture on our website. And that's everything. Next week is Thanksgiving, meaning next week is Black Friday, meaning that everybody is going to be having sales, including us. So come back Monday for one sale and a Wednesday for the next sale. So there's going to be a really short one next week on Monday for 2 days. Don't miss that. We're also running sales right now. The current pre-Black Friday sale will be ending on Sunday. You'll want to take advantage of that if you want to take advantage of that. I will be back most likely next Friday with another podcast. There's no reason I shouldn't be. So stay tuned. We'll talk about some of those deals then. I don't want to give out too many hints, but World of Warcraft, Frostmourne Latex Sword, super cheap. Who said that? Anyway, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth. I will be posting updates there. We're also posting updates to Facebook. I think we're still posting updates to MySpace. I don't do it, so you'll have to take someone else's word for it. And that's about it. So thanks for listening, and I will talk to you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.